What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Greg Way for 9/15/23. I'm your host for today, Roger Percorni. I'm joined by
Mike, and I'm in the car.
We're in the car, we're whipping it, and we're going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts Friday!
There's a special event that has happened this week. Biggest collab of the century, some might say.
Collab.
Some people are talking about Travis Scott, Drake. People are talking about SZA, Drake, coming out today at noon. You see
Whoa.
That? Hear about that?
Hey now. Some people are talking Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. TT Connection.
You see the football player?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I heard a little bit about that. But that's not the biggest collab of the century.
No.
The biggest collab of the century? Ben Affleck.
Dunkin' Donuts. Have you seen
the fucking commercial?
No.
Oh, you just saw the name of this. Okay, cool. So Ice Spice is doing a Dunkin' Donuts collaboration. This drink is 1,000 calories for a medium drink. It is insane. There's no actual coffee in it. It's just coffee syrup. Just coffee syrup in it. And it has actual munchkins in it, like pumpkin munchkins. The idea is that it's like she has a song, Munch.
Yeah, you're Munch yourself. Yep.
Self-proclaimed Munch. And so they're doing this collaboration, and they do a promo with it, with Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck is like kind of like their fucking like MCU fucking Nick Fury type deal, where he's bringing in Ice Spice, and he's like, oh, I'm from Boston. And he does like this fake, like weird Boston accent that he doesn't actually have in real life.
Yeah, of course.
He does it in this commercial, which is very bizarre. And he's like, I'm from Boston. Where are you from? And she's like, I'm from the Bronx. And it's just like, it's incredible. It's super fun. It's stupid. And we're going to go down to Dunkin' Donuts. There's no Dunkin' Donuts in San Francisco. We have to go down to South San Francisco.
South San Fran.
Go down to near the airport.
To the airport.
And we're going to have to fucking get some Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm very excited. I haven't had Dunkin' Donuts since April, when I went back to New York.
Wow.
Have never had Dunkin' Donuts here in California. Super fucking excited. I love Dunkin' Donuts more than anything. It's my favorite thing in the world. And this is going to be incredible. So,
what kind of donuts do they make? Because I'm a Krispy Kreme donut guy.
So,
is this like more of a cakey donut? Is it a light donut?
They do have some cakey donuts, but mostly they do, like, I don't know if you had the other donuts that they had, that we brought in, for the shitty donuts that we had.
Yeah.
But there are some of them that like aren't fully glazed. That's the whole deal with Krispy Kreme, is that they fully glaze top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
They're shit.
They wrap that
They
thing,
don't.
Yeah.
They don't do that at Dunkin' Donuts. There's the top, and then it's just kind of like a fluffy middle. It's a fine donut. It is a serviceable $1 donut.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great donut by any means necessary, but it is a nostalgic donut for me. So I go for my go-to is a Boston cream.
Okay.
Get that cream all up in there, and then I maybe might get a strawberry glazed donut.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to this. And of course, do you want to tell the people what I did this morning before we get into it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because you're mad at me.
Yeah, of course. So we're going to go drink a thousand calorie drink. Very sweet. And there's also coffee. There's chai tea lattes there.
Yeah.
Really good chai tea lattes, actually.
Really chai tea.
I will say that.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I got my Starbucks order already. So just in case I don't like this, I have my food that I like.
It's almost like we're driving back up, and we're gonna drive past maybe 6 Starbuckses on the way back.
Yeah.
So you could have just like stopped anywhere there, but like, yeah, I get it, I appreciate it,
yeah,
I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll just check back with you when we're there, and we'll give you a review of the Ice Spice Munchkin. Listen, I'm gonna be honest real quick.
Yeah.
I think this is a stupid fucking collab. I think this could have been a lot better. Right?
Wow.
Ice Spice Munchkin? No, it should have been iced. It should have been like an ice pumpkin spice. That would have been funnier. I think it's close. They already have the pumpkin in there. Ice pumpkin spice. And then you can put the munchkin on top. I think that would have been a much better thing instead of the fucking 1,000 calorie thing.
Pumpkin spice lattes. You're not bringing ice spice
But
into
then you
this.
could have put the munchkin on it. That could have been the idea. Or you get a free munchkin with it.
I don't know what a munchkin is.
Oh! It's a mini donut hole.
What?
Yeah, so they're putting donut holes inside of these things.
So you know what I was picturing? You know the Trolls dolls? I was thinking there was Trolls dolls in my drink. Little plastic Trolls.
We'll see you guys later. What is up, everybody? We're back from the D.
The D, bro. Get dunked on.
Get dunked on.
Dunk in, baby.
We're here. We got 6 donuts. We're not going to eat them all. this, I think it's for later. We got a, I don't know what this is. This is the one that she, that,
yeah, that's the one she picked. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It filled with something, and I kind
of
like that.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. Well, you got a cream one, right?
Yeah, I got a Boston cream right there. We got two sprinkles. We got a strawberry.
And a vanilla.
Peanuts, and then we got a, I think that's also a Boston cream. No, yeah. No, this is a Boston cream, and that's a chocolate. Sorry.
Yeah, chocolate cream or something.
This looks like it's going to melt and like fall inside of itself.
They all look like they're melting just a little bit, but they look good. They look like, should we start with the donuts or you want to start with the drinks?
I think we, I don't even think we eat the donuts, honestly.
Well, I got to tell you, if I like the donut,
that's
or
fair.
Not,
okay,
you know what I mean? I
let's start with the donut. Then.
You want to start the donut? Okay, okay.
I'm gonna do with a light donut.
I'm gonna do my chocolate donut because I'm a chocolate donut guy. Very basic and easy.
I'm gonna start with a.
So
I'm gonna,
ever give
I'm
me
a
donuts,
strawberry
give me
donut.
Oh, I like
they
that.
They skimped on the strawberry though. Look at that. That's not.
They be
that
skimping a little bit on. They be skimping on that vanilla one too. That's right. This is how it's supposed to look.
Yeah.
You know, cover the whole top of that. Right. So this is a traditional donut, is what I would call this.
Yeah.
Right, like Krispy Kreme, a little bit different than the norm, but it's still traditional. But like this is when you talk donut. Traditional.
Yeah.
Right? Holy shit. Holy shit.
Why did you freak out so bad?
You know, I panicked a little bit.
What is it?
It's just a scary alarm, you know what I mean? The iPhone alarm. Just a fake.
You freak
scary
out so
alarm.
Much. To the point where I thought you had to be somewhere.
It's such a loud alarm.
Also, by the way, I got a large black iced coffee, less ice, my normal order. I will say the fucking just a fucking happy experience going to this fucking place.
Yeah, you were
and
very
also
happy.
Going on the app. I didn't order on the app, but I looked at the app. Mm-hmm. And when you add a nice coffee, automatically, no fucking sugar, no milk. It's automatically black.
They don't fuck
That's
around.
The way it needs to go. Starbucks be adding fucking 7 pumps of fucking sugar. They want everyone to have type 2 diabetes, okay?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, about the health.
About the health.
And we're
going to
talk
about
health.
Health is
wealth. Health is wealth. That's what they
you
said.
You were so happy inside of Dunkin'.
I was the happiest man.
You were telling me
man.
Stories about how you used to walk there and how much you love Dunkin'.
I love like, Dunkin'.
It seemed like a kid just going back home. And I'll tell you what, this smells good.
Yes.
This black coffee smells good enough where I almost want to drink it.
You want to sip?
Not yet. But okay, like well, it is something where it's like, maybe I order a black coffee.
Take it. It's a good little donut.
That's a good donut.
It's a good donut.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A little dry, but I like it.
Yeah, mine's a little moist. Mine's right on point. Like, if you were to order a donut, just a basic chocolate donut, and this is what you got, you'd be like, yo, that's a good donut.
Guys, I just need to tell you, first of all, I know I'm putting so much effort in, no one's watching these, but I just, because that's not correct. But I also want to let you guys know, like, for real, this is such an important experience because there's no Dunkin' Donuts in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I need to reiterate that, because I know for a lot of people, that's like, what? I live my entire life with. If you go to a map of New York, you will find maybe 25 to 50 fucking Dunkin' Donuts within a mile radius in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It is just everywhere. A living life without Dunkin' is almost like an impossibility for New Yorkers.
Yeah.
So I completely get it if you're like, what the fuck, they're trying Dunkin' Donuts? What? Imagine living your entire life without Dunkin' Donuts. Imagine that. And that's what Mike, this is Mike's first ever time having Dunkin' Donuts. And he destroyed that donut.
First time. And that's a good donut. I'm a donut guy, and I'll fucking tell you what's a good donut. That, my friend, that's a good donut.
Okay, I'm gonna eat the other half of that in a bit. But now, we move on. You wanna try the iced chai real quick?
I'm gonna try the iced chai. Of course, many people know I am the iced chai guy. I love iced chais from Starbucks. Now, working a little behind the curtain thing, I used to run a cafe. So I know a lot about making drinks. I know a lot about the products that get served behind there. Starbucks is a Tazo tea brand. So they get Tazo tea, which makes their chai tea concentrate, right? On the flip side, when I worked for Seattle's Best, they did Oregon Trail Oregon Pacific. Oregon brand chai doesn't hit as hard as Tazo brand chai. So I'm going to know what this is probably by the taste. Maybe they have their own flavor.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
I don't know.
Maybe it's an in-house.
That's Oregon.
You don't like Oregon?
It's lighter. It doesn't have the punch. Also, this has a little bit of a spice to it. It's a soft spice. Not a bad spice. Ice spice is the theme of today's episode. But I bet you if we went behind the counter, I bet you that's Oregon.
Wow. Okay, we'll look it up. And Roger, you're going to put the answer right here now. Maybe he didn't edit it. Maybe he just spliced it up together.
Or maybe
he just
I'm right.
forgot about this.
Now we have the fun one.
This one is a fucking disaster, because Oh, fuck, I wish I had my phone. The idea behind this is that it is ice. It's just a slurry of coffee.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's supposed to be munchkins in the middle. I don't know if this is blended or if it's layered. I think this is supposed to be just be layered and mixed together.
Now, this is a blended drink. It's a frozen drink. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But
it's supposed to... Munchkins, when you say munchkins, is a donut hole.
Sorry,
just
yes.
So people know. If they don't know, you know what I mean? So you're expecting donut holes inside of this.
I thought that's what this is going to be. And also, when we ordered it, she did look at us kind of, not crazy, but she was like, oh, fuck.
She looked stunned that people were ordering the Ice Spice.
It was definitely the first time someone's ordered it at least that day. So then she had to go to the back and be like, how do I add this to the fucking thing? I was sad when I looked at the receipt, it didn't say Ice Spice drink. It was just the name of the fucking blended coffee, and then it said, like, plus 3 syrup or whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I will say, I'm looking up the Ice Spice drink right now, and, like, what we got, a little bit different than what I'm seeing on other things.
So they definitely gave us the wrong thing.
Yes. Well, there's no... It looks close. There's no, like, caramel drip. Like, this one's got that caramel, that drizzle.
And whipped cream.
And they got whipped cream. Ours looks very just like, here's a frozen coffee. You know what I mean? Frozen latte. Which is fun.
Which is fun. And this is in tribute to Ice Spice herself. We love Ice Spice here.
We love Ice Spice, is right.
Sing some of her song.
That boy's a munch.
Oh, what?
That's Sexy Red, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I just like Sexy Red right now. She's got a ski.
I've never heard of Sexy Red song.
You've never heard of the Ski Eat song?
No.
Okay. You grab a straw. Ready?
It's very sweet,
much a frozen coffee.
I mean, it's really good.
It's a frozen coffee, and it's good. It's good.
Oh, that's just like a milkshake. That's great. This is 1,000 calories, by the way. I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, that's good.
This is definitely not the Ice Spice drink. This is just a blended coffee.
That is a frozen blended iced coffee.
But I will say, we walked out of here with like 3 drinks, a sandwich, 6 donuts. Total was $28. I think that's a solid deal. Dunkin' Donuts, we love it. Fucking Starbucks, if we were to get 2 sandwiches, 2 drinks... and a fucking donut that they have, a shitty donut that they have there. That would be $45.
Get dunked and Dunkin'.
So, positive?
Positive experience, you know what I mean? We went there, and you could tell it's the working classes.
Yeah.
Like, coffee and donut shop, right?
It.
Like, this ain't no snooty Starbucks where you see Nick Scarpino on his iPhone. Aww. No. There's 5 dudes in there in construction outfits. There's one guy with a broken arm and a cast who's just kind of sitting there. There's another
homie.
Holding
his coffee very precariously with the broken arm.
Wow. Another homie back there using the free Wi-Fi. Open 24/7. I mean, this is the working class donut shop, and that's what we're here for, you and I, Robert.
And we're working class people.
We're working class. We're working 9 to 5.
Shit.
Greg Miller, you see that? It's called punching in, okay?
Where are you at, Greg Miller?
Clock in.
Clock in, Greg.
Gotta
love it. We should get an old school clocking in system.
We should. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Great. Let's install that ourselves one day in the front door and see what people do. See, they panic.
I just tell everybody that Greg wanted me to do this.
Greg said he wants the punch-in machine.
It's like an old antique one we got from Goodwill.
you gotta punch it.
All right, everybody. That's been your Greg way for 9/15/23. We love you so much.
See
you later. Bye-bye.